Jeopardy. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
A pop culture icon is silenced. This is a special edition of Here Now the News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Alex Trebek was more than just a game show host. He was a comforting friend to millions of viewers for decades. Even though we knew he was ill and dying of pancreatic cancer, he pressed on with Jeopardy, taping his final episodes less than 2 weeks before he would succumb. Thankfully, we still have Alex in first-run shows of Jeopardy through Christmas Day. James Holzhauer, who broke the bank last year and returned for a Tournament of Champions in January, told me in a statement that Alex, quote, was a legend of American television who will never be forgotten or truly replaced. He went on to say his courageous fight against cancer was an inspiration to all, and his charitable work touched countless lives. In a time where the country feels deeply divided, Alex will be missed by everyone. Today I have two guests who reflect on the life and legacy of Alex. My special guest, Bob Eubanks, who spoke to Alex just days before his death, will reflect on his close friend. But first, Tony Pinizzato, the creative service director at Buzzr, the game show cable channel. He's also a game show historian. Tony was one of the people that helped put the show on the air, the channel on the air. Tony, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
I mean, it is under some sad circumstances. We knew this day was coming, but it is still sad as we remember Alex Trebek. Memories of the game show host, obviously a legend in the field.
Oh, he was the guy. He had done obviously over 6,000 episodes of Jeopardy alone, and was host since 1984. But the thing about Alex was that he was known in the industry as one of the kindest, most accommodating people that, you know, you ever was in that type of position. He was just a good guy. He was always willing to do the things he loved to do for people. And that came with game show hosting.
And he seemed like a genuinely nice person. When you would see on Jeopardy, when he would meet the people, he would, you know, have those little cracks, have those little moments with them. He didn't get a lot of time to do that, but you could see those genuine moments with the panelists, with the players. You could see that.
Yeah, one of the things that he was credited for, even in his days before Jeopardy, was that he knew his job was to help make the contestants comfortable and feel comfortable, and he was great at that. He would. I know stories of him on Classic Concentration between commercial breaks, just talking to the contestants before they go into a bonus round or go into gameplay to kind of, you know, everybody's nervous when they're on those shows. And he was great at just kind of talking them off the ledge and letting them have fun and letting them be who they are. And that's what really helps those contestants shine when you're watching those shows. So he was good at that. He was very intuitive into what was happening. And he was very concerned about the gameplay, and he loved the game when he was there.
He must have made a conscious effort to make the point, as you're saying, to, even though he was obviously, he was the show, but to make it about the players. And I'm sure you know this, maybe the listeners don't. He was doing the show for, what was it, 35, 36 years?
Since, I think, 84 was when he started that, yeah.
So it's into 36 years. And he was known as, on the show, the host of Jeopardy.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everyone.
And not in many shows you have this, the star of Jeopardy. Do you notice that distinction?
Yeah, I mean, he, like any good player, he any good person in this industry, he kind of let the other people be the stars, you know, kind of almost like the straight man in a comedy act, or, you know, I mean, he was very good about that. And yeah, he allowed people to shine. When you look at the contestants over the years that are most memorable, like James Holzhauer, you know, he just knew when he had somebody there that he kind of just, you know, let them do their thing. And that makes a great host for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was their stage, and they were there to win, and he let them grow. What is his legacy?
Well, he is from Canada, and he started hosting in television for a couple of shows. He actually, one of his big breaks was a game show he hosted called Reach for the Top, which started in 1963, and that was almost like a college quiz show. Where he would host, and that was, I don't know, I want to say by accident, but he hosted that and was successful and did that into, I believe, the 70s. He hosted a show called Music Hop, which was a lot like American Bandstand. I think he even sang on that once in a while. And he was in our homes for decades. I mean, that's the really interesting thing when you look back as far as the Goods and Todman era. I mean, obviously, Classic Concentration was there. He did. He hosted for To Tell the Truth. He was great friends with Betty White. I mean, even Betty joked a few years back when they were talking about whoever would replace Alex. Betty said, "You should pick me because you want someone who's funnier and younger," which is just it's just hilarious to know. And so, High Rollers.
High Rollers! And here's the man with the action, Alex Trebek.
Nice shot, nice shot. Snake eyes, a double. I got an insurance market. Good morning, everyone. Nice to have you joining us on High Rollers. I would like you first off to meet a very handsome couple.
One of the shows I love is Double Dare, which we aired on Buzzer for quite a long time.
Take a risk. Take a chance. Take a dare. Play the game of Double Dare. With the host of Double Dare, Alex Trebek.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I deserve it, but we must go on.
Which was really an intense trivia show, and it, to me, it was close to that energy of Jeopardy, where they had some experts on. There was some really tough questions, and Alex was a great host. I mean, he made that look easy.
Not the Nickelodeon one with the slime.
No. This was a trivia show where there were two contestants almost like in a hot box that looked like something out of $64,000 question. And then their bonus round would go in front of three experts and see if they could outwit the experts.
By the way, you mentioned Classic Concentration and TTTT, To Tell the Truth. He hosted those while still doing Jeopardy. And you're the expert, you'll know this, I think. He's the only game show host to actually be doing three shows at the same time.
Yeah, he did. The shows that we're airing right now on Buzzer are, I believe, in the range of like 1988, that range there. He also did a great run on Card Sharks. There was a whole week of celebrity hosts that played against each other. And he did amazingly well on that. So yeah, I mean, he was on air for several different shows at a time, which was very unusual based on back then. The hosts were sort of linked to certain shows, and the people who produced those shows didn't want them known to be outside of those shows. So if there was any kind of exclusivity, the shows, the producers wanted it, but he tended to go and do other things. So that's great.
I should point out, do you want to point out the book, or is it too soon?
Oh, no, I'll mention it. Oh, I have a book in the works called Game Show Babylon, which I'm hoping to have out next year, maybe fall of next year. It's about the darker side of game shows. Talks about the darker side of game shows, talks about some of the stories that a lot of people aren't as familiar with, and kind of starts as early as with the creation of the FCC, who basically regulates all things on game shows and the game show scandals of the 50s all the way up until some incidents that happened in the 90s. The interesting thing about that is, like, there's not really, you can't dig up dirt on Alex. Like, there's not a lot of dirt on him. He probably won't be discussed as much in the book because he was pretty much not a lot of stories about him, you know, in a darker side. But yeah, I'm excited about the book. I've been working on it for a long time, and I have a lot of people I know and fans that are kind of really kind of chomping at the bit, because the fans out there are super loyal fans, and they love the genre, and they love the gameplay, and anything out there that they can get their hands on, they definitely want.
I know. I've watched many buzzer marathons, especially during the pandemic, you know, when there were just days you just want to turn off, you know, the bad news, the sad news, and just, you can just watch that and just not have to think. You can just watch it and just sink into the couch, if you will.
Yeah, it's, and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of bad news right now, and game shows have always been an escape to the standard, like what's happening in the world today. And especially what I love about the classic game shows is, like, yes, there's a nostalgia to it, but there's actual gameplay that people get wrapped up into. And if you're not familiar, like, I grew up with these shows, and so for me, I was honored and fortunate to work for Buzzer and get to the position where I could creatively help this station get out to the masses. Our ratings have been great, thank God. But I think it's just because there's so many people who love what we are showing out there, and they do want to escape from the normal dredges of the day.
And also, you mentioned about the quiz show scandal, and that's actually what triggered Merv Griffin to create Jeopardy, right?
It is. He kind of wanted to be away from that whole thing, and he couldn't find really a format that he felt like really worked. And I think it was actually his wife who was the one who said, "Well, why don't you give the answer and have the contestants come up with the question?" And that was it. You know, I mean, that was pretty much how Jeopardy, the concept, was born.
A lot of people don't realize that it actually predates Alex Trebek. There was a host named Art Fleming, and Don Pardo was the announcer. I guess that it made it into pop culture in two ways. One, there was the it was in the movie Airplane. They did a little reference to it, and they also had a Weird Al Yankovic take.
Oh yeah, I Lost on Jeopardy. And if you watch that video, there's so many great personalities in that video that were Jeopardy related, like Don Pardo, and I think Dr. Demento makes an appearance in that, and Art Fleming, and so yeah, it's a fun video for sure.
So Alex Trebek, you said nothing dark as far as you know, certainly beloved. We're seeing that
For sure.
We've seen that in the last year and a half, the outpouring with the cancer diagnosis.
I think, I can't speak for everybody in the world, but what I loved about him personally was that I knew that we produced a documentary not too long ago called Game Changers, and Alex was the host of it. It was a great documentary. He interviewed a lot of people, Tom Kennedy, who's not with us as of, you know, just a month ago or so. And there were a lot of great shots in that of him working backstage, and every show he took the questions and he went in a private area and sat down and went through every question. If he wanted to rewrite it, he would. But he was just so I think he comes across so educated, but that he cares, because he's educated because he cares about each single thing and each question that goes out. He just was a guy who wanted to make sure all his I's were dotted and his T's were crossed. And I think that radiated. Like, I think people understood that when they watched him.
Did you, I watched that documentary a couple of times. Did you get to meet him?
I never got to meet him. I got to write for him, which was kind of awesome. We were working on promos for that documentary on Buzzer, and we were kind of going from the concept of having our regular voiceover guy do it. And I said, well, what about Alex? I mean, can we ask him to actually voice the promos? And so we changed all the scripts to first person and reached out to his people, and he was like, sure. So I'm kind of, again, fortunate that I feel like I can say that, you know, he spoke words that I wrote, and we were very grateful for all the work he did on that documentary. It's a really nice slice of life to look at.
Well, I thank you for a few minutes. This is great.
Yeah.
To go down a little bit of memory lane and I'm glad we could take some time to look back at his career.
He will sadly be missed. He will still be a feature on our station. That's for sure.
By the way, I just do want to ask you, do you have any inkling of who will take over as host?
You know, that's a great question. I know that Alex himself talked about in an interview that he had his eye on a couple people, who was LA Kings announcer Alex Faust on CNN, CNN or CNN legal analyst Laura Coates. That was who he had talked about, that he thought he would make great replacements. I mean, I'm sure everybody has their opinion. I actually, think that there's people that should look at maybe Hal Sparks. Hal Sparks was on the celebrity tournaments. He's an incredibly smart, bright guy. I think he would be a great host. Unfortunately, it's not up to me. You know, I think I'm assuming that Mike Richards, who's the executive producer of Jeopardy, and Sony have their dream list. And of course, out of respect to Alex, I don't think that they even wanted to talk about it until Alex passed.
Sure.
You know, I mean, when he came out and announced this whole thing with pancreatic cancer, you could tell, he said, I want to fight this. I got, you know, and jokingly, I got 3 more years in my contract, so I got to finish my contract. I don't think that Sony really, and I can't speak for them again, but I don't think that they wanted to come out and say, well, we're looking at this person, out of respect to Alex.
Sure. Do you think, though, they recently hired Ken Jennings? Is that some sort of heir apparent?
Ken Jennings was also somebody who was spoken about, and I know Ken's done a lot of game shows for Game Show Network, and so, but I don't know. I really don't. His last day of shooting was, I think, October 29th or 30th, somewhere right at the end of October. So it was quite recently. The talk now is that you'll see him on the show until the end of December. And then my guess is over the Christmas break, they might do some regrouping and figure out at this point what they're going to do and who's going to take over. I mean, I think it was interesting because with COVID, Jeopardy seemed like it was one of the first game shows to actually go back into production. And we'll see if that production continues in the new year. But you're going to see him on, I think his last episode is going to be Christmas Day of this year.
So it's going to be bittersweet for sure.
Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No. What is, we love you, Alex. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Cost you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Yeah, they haven't been. I think he, you know, essentially 2 weeks ago, like I said, was his last episode. It's interesting because as I was watching the show, I was like thinking, he looks great. Like I thought, thank God he's bounced back. But I think it came as a shock to a lot of us. That he passed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I knew it was a fight and it was an uphill battle. And even a year and a half is fairly long for dealing with pancreatic cancer. Again, Tony, thanks so much for a few minutes.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we've had a lot of people at Buzzer reach out to us and with their condolences and our heartfelt prayers and thoughts go out to his family and friends. So, but thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll have you back when the book is ready.
Oh, for sure. My pleasure.
Jeopardy! Audio, courtesy of Sony Pictures Entertainment. Buzzr is airing a marathon of Alex Trebek shows November 14th for more than 12 hours, featuring episodes of Classic Concentration from the 1980s. On a personal note, I can't tell you how many times I referenced him in my daily life with a contestant's mock Jeopardy! Category selection. Pat Sajak, the longtime MC of Wheel of Fortune, said in a statement, "The death of Alex Trebek is a tremendous loss for his family, his friends, his co-workers, and the millions of viewers who followed his long and illustrious career. It was an honor for me to be a part of his professional family for nearly 40 years. And that takes us to another legend of the game show circuit and my conversation with Bob Eubanks.
First of all, I want to thank you for doing this.
Sure.
It's an honor to speak to you.
Thank you.
I grew up on game shows, so... You and Alex both long associated for one game show. Obviously, you with the Newlywed Game, him with Jeopardy. What made him so beloved with fans for all these years?
Well, first of all, he was an incredibly nice man, and he was always kind. I never saw him get angry, and the contestants, when they left, always felt very special. Not only that, but he was also well-educated. I used to kid him. I said, you know, I can't even hardly pronounce your name, much less all those words that you use. And he just laughed. But he, you know, I can't think of another person in the business that had the ability to keep calm, keep it straight, keep it legal, and yet please everybody. And that's just what he did. He was amazing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I talked to him last Wednesday. You know, God works in strange ways. I watched Jeopardy, and he looked so good. He looked so healthy. And so I called him. I said, Alex. He picked up the phone. He says, hello. I said, Alex, this is Bob Eubanks. I said, how you doing, man? He said, well, I'm not doing well. I said, oh, I'm really, really sorry. And he said, but Bob, he said, I want to thank you for calling and checking on me like you do. He said, it means a great deal to me. And I said, well, you're in our prayers, buddy. And I'll talk to you later. And that was the conversation. He was a one of a kind. I kid him because I said, you know, I could not do your show, but I can't even pronounce half those words. I said, but you got to be a rascal to do Newlywed Game. And he looked at me and he said, Bob, I can be a rascal too. I said, okay.
How long did you know Alex?
Oh, gosh. Now you're asking hard questions. off and on for many years. You know, he was 80. I'm 82.
Right.
We would bump into each other, see each other, do different charity events and see each other. But he was just a classy guy, is all I can tell you.
What is his legacy?
Consistency. And I believe consistency and quality. He, you know, you could watch him 20 years ago, and he was the same Alex that he was today. I mean, that I think is his legacy: consistency and quality.
What did you make of the fact that he had announced to the world of his cancer diagnosis, and he was, you know, keeping everyone up to date? Each time he would have another test or there was another update.
Yeah.
And people were, it was in effect this global hug.
Well, I always said if anybody could beat that damn disease, he could. But I respected him for coming out and saying, hey, I've got this. I'm going to continue. It quite frankly, it only added to his perception of a human being, I think. I just don't know. I can't say anything bad about the man. He was just very, very special. And I think his biggest thing is that he was kind. He treated everybody with kindness. And I think that will be one of the things that we'll always remember.
That's nice. And you see that even in those little moments when he would speak to the people on the show, you'd see that with the panelists. Just, you didn't get a lot of time, but you got a little bit, and you saw that connection with them.
Yeah, and you know, and Johnny Gilbert was his manager, announcer for many, many years. And when he'd come out, he would always say, "Thanks, Johnny." Every day, "Thanks, Johnny." Now, I can't name another game show host that thanks their announcer like that personally.
Wow. You know, and I notice a lot of times the show has a star. You may have, I think you were on the Newlywed Game. He was not. He was always, even though it was more than three decades, he was always the host. He was not the star. He was not above the show.
Well, I always maintain, and the guy that's doing Family Feud is an exception. Okay, I always maintain that the contestants and the format are the stars of the show, and the host has to not try to outshine either one. I produced a game show one time with Buddy Hackett and the old Groucho Marx show. And, you know, I would go home with my jaws hurting, laughing. But then I realized it was only during the commercials when he was so funny. But you can't outstar. And that's why I think actors have trouble being hosts, because they're stars. They want to be stars. And they want to outshine the contestant and the format. I can't forgive my memory. Who does Family Feud right now?
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey is incredible and one of a kind, because he can be as funny as the format or as funny as the contestants, and you don't mind. But I'm telling you, there are actors who try to be game show hosts, and they have a rough time with it because they won't let anybody else be funny.
It seems like for you, certainly, and for Alex, it was a role both of you were born to play.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've had a very blessed career. I think I've done 11 different game shows and been in the concert business, all of that, for many, many years. And, you know, my first love at the beginning was radio. And then my second love then was concert promoting. I produced the Beatles for 3 years and all of that. And
right.
Then Newlywed Game came along and I fell in love with game shows. I couldn't act. God did not tune me, so I can't sing. And, I learned, and I'll tell you honestly, I watched Johnny Carson. I learned how to make people talk. And that's what Carson did. And when he couldn't get anything from him, he'd bring out another guest. But John was perfect, and I learned a great deal by watching him on how to make people talk.
And you, yeah, to pull them out in Newlywed Game. Yeah, that was great. Any other memories of Alex? I appreciate.
No, I don't think so. He was at my, and I'm having a problem with this. He was at my house about 2 years ago, and I swear to God, I can't remember why. it's just driving me crazy, but. I only have good memories, and I kept up with him, and I would call him and see how he was doing, and he was very honest with me. And the other day I went, oh God, when I hung up, I called Pat Sajak, but I couldn't get a hold of him, see if he had talked to Alex at all. But he answered the phone. He said, "Oh, I'm not doing well, Bob." Like that. And I said, "Oh man, I'm so sorry." I said, "You'll be in our prayers, I promise." And then in that pain, he thanked me. or calling. Oh. That's the kind of a guy he was.
Well, I thank you for a few minutes sharing these memories.
Oh, sure. Yeah. He'll be missed. And it's, you know, he was one of a kind. I pardon me. I don't know who's going to replace him, because that's those are tough shoes to fill, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's 36 years, and I know people are already beginning to speculate, but and he will be on. He will be on for another month and a half or so.
Yeah, no, he will until, yeah. And, I mean, if I were going to cast somebody, probably I would look at the news department and see, you know, see if there's anybody with that kind of a personality and that kind of ability.
Do you have anyone in mind?
No, gosh, no. I sure don't. God, no. because, you know, it's going to be tough. Now, with society today, they may get a woman to do it.
Right.
You know, you just don't know. But tough shoes to fill, we'll always remember it.
Thank you. I appreciate a couple of minutes of your time.
My pleasure, my friend.
With a quiet dignity, Alex became an inspiration for so many facing the same disease. As Sajak added, his strength, courage, and grace during his recent health struggles inspired countless others. Alex was truly one of a kind. One of those people is a friend and longtime New York City broadcasting colleague, Sue Aller, who upon hearing about this episode on Facebook wrote and gave me permission to read it to you here, "Thank you for bringing awareness. Alex Trebek was very inspiring and handled his illness with grace. He gave hope to families like mine. Please know that so many advances have been made in recent years. My husband was diagnosed in July of 2018. Today he is thriving thanks to biogenetic testing and pinpoint oncology. He is on medication that only targets the cancer. There are still challenges as he is being treated as a patient with a chronic disease. I know Alex didn't want to be the face of pancreatic cancer, but I'm sure he would be moved by the outpouring." Thanks for listening. Back Monday with a new episode. You can reach me on Twitter at Jerry Barmash, the Hear Now the News Facebook page, and hearnowthenewsjb@gmail.com. Please share with your friends and help the podcast grow with a 5-star rating and review. I'm Jerry Barmash. This is Hear Now the News.